How do we actually go guide others when different people are different? Some people would like to be told clearly, some people may not like to be told so clearly. Yeah, the basic principle is that we can't control others. We can do basically three things for others. We can share knowledge, we can provide facilities, and we can set example. In molding anyone else's behavior, these are the only three things we can do: knowledge, facilities, and inspiration. That means, okay, if somebody wants to do a particular activity, we can give them, if you do this, this will happen, this will happen. And we provide knowledge. That's the first thing we can do. Second is provide facilities. So for example, if say we want young people to practice spirituality, but if you ask them to come for a program where everybody is 60 years old, no one of their age, how long can they continue that? So some like-minded, some of the same age group, similar group, provide facilities basically. Young people will practice spirituality in a way different from middle-aged people, different from elderly people. So this facilitation is very important. And third is set an example. This is something which is a subtle but a very important way of reaching out. Yeah. Especially when we are very small, at that time the parents are like gods for us. But then as we start growing up, we basically go through phases. Now, first is like our parents are our everything. And then it is when we come to the adolescence, it's almost like the parents are nothing. You know, we have elevated them just from a childhood to a very big level, and then we find that they also have their faults, they also have their limitations, and become very disappointed. But then the maturation is through, as we slowly come out of adolescence, we start realizing, yes, they have their faults, but still they love me, still they have done a lot for me, and they do care for me. So that is a phase which we all go through. So now, setting an example means that if the parents basically, I'm just talking about parenting here, but the principle applies. There is basically any kind, there is in any relationship where you could say a guardian and a ward, or some sort of relationship like that, a vertical relationship in some way, and there is of showing love and there is offering discipline. Both are there. So if there are some kinds of parents who offer neither love nor discipline, that is, the parents are watching TV and the parents give a TV set for their child also. You watch your TV, I watch my TV. No, so these are negligent parents. So no love, no discipline, that is negligence. There are some parents who offer only love, no discipline. They are permissive parents. Oh, you want this? Take this. You want this? You take this. Take this toy, take that toy, take that toy. Like whatever you want. And the problem with this is, sometimes parents say, you know, all that I did not get, I will give you. Jo bhi mujhe nahi mila, wo sab tumko dunga main. Which is, as a feeling it sounds nice, but the problem with that is, a part of growing up is learning to take no for an answer. Life is not going to say yes all the time to us. So if the parents are always saying yes to everything the child says, the child develops that expectation and I'll get what I want. And when life doesn't get what I want, the child just can't take it. So there is discipline also that has to be there. But if there is only love and no discipline, then that is very permissive and that doesn't work for long. On the other hand, sometimes there is only discipline and no love. Do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. Then that is authoritarian parenting, where the children will obey for some time, but then they will rebel and go as soon as they get their freedom. And where there is love as well as discipline, that is authoritative parenting. That means parents, they offer love, but at the same time, discipline is offered in a way that is explaining. Okay, you should not do this because of this, this. You should do this because of this, this. So, regarding the specific extent or the specific combination of love and discipline that will be there, that will vary according to individual to individual. And you know, just by observing others and seeing how they react, we basically have to observe and learn. And it's not that in any relationship there is a standard formula, but by observing, if we learn, then gradually we start seeing, okay, this person needs more encouragement. Sometimes somebody discouraged, and at that time we chastise them, then they'll become completely deflated. So that time they may need encouragement. somebody is over enthusiastic, at that time we may need to bring their feedback on the ground. So according to time, place, circumstance, the exact how love or discipline can be balanced, that will have to be decided. But broadly, you know, if we connect ourselves with Krishna well, with our bhakti, then dadami buddhi yogam, then Krishna gives us the intelligence about how best we can act in our relationships. Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, Madhuri. Last question. Yeah.
So you were saying that the corporate world now, they're very serious.